another poem that I'd like to talk a bit about, For Calling the Spirit Back. And let me say something about it. Some people can hear poetry and say, oh, okay, here's another poem, and maybe they're lost from the get-go or what have you. But this poem caught my attention because you grab the attention of anybody who's listening, whether they like poetry or not, because you begin like this. Put down that bag of potato chips, that white bread, that bottle of pop. Turn off that cell phone, computer, and remote control. Open the door and close it behind you. Now, who wouldn't say, oh, this is a poem. I'm going to listen to this. And it's a poem about your personal experiences, right?
That poem is a kind of a ritual poem. It's not necessarily about, I think a lot of people think, they think poems and they're all about the person's personal experiences, but it isn't necessarily so. I mean, you have to certainly know about something, I suppose, when you write. But, you know, it's just like you'd ask me that, and I didn't answer that quite, but she had some horses. You know, it's like you don't always know exactly what it means. It's just that you're following a sound sense. But the poem For Calling the Spirit Back is a kind of ritual. In the way that all poems are rituals, you have a title that brings people in. There's a intent in the poem and you follow it. You know, it's art and you're using language and all the ways that you can use language and content to make a structure and to make something that might have an impact or that changes you. If you're an artist, you don't really know what you're doing. You're going towards something and it's larger than you. So that poem started out, my intent was to make a poem to call the spirit back from all the sideways roads of addiction and ways that we get lost from who we really are. That was the intent of the poem.
Do you write every day? Is there a time of day you write? Do you just get up every morning at 7 and start writing? Or what are your mechanics?
No, I'm not one of those kind of people. Obviously, I'm pretty disciplined, you know, if I do all these projects and I do a lot of public service stuff. You know, it, like the poet laureateship is public service, essentially. But I think it's important to, I do write something every day. I don't sit down and write a poem every day, although it's good practice. I mean, there is the practice of being human, with things we get up and do every day. There's the practice of being an artist. So it's important to keep that going. And part of that practice is writing. Part of it is listening. A big part of it is listening. And you can do that in any way. You can do it from reading. You can do it listening to poetry or looking at art, appreciating art, studying, even other disciplines. All of that is involved in the art of poetry. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm always usually writing something. I wrote some notes this morning. I've been reading different things. I write notes. I got to listen to my daughter read a poem this morning on a radio station. Huh. You know, a poem that's taking Indian country because of the CNN exit poll that listed natives as something else. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
No, it was horrible. It said, exit poll for CNN, white, so many percent, large, like 64%. Blacks, they called it, said blacks, and then they said Latinos, and then they said something else. Can you believe that? Something else, and then Asians.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so we're being called something else. It is horrible. It's sort of dumbing down, and so everybody's, that's all over. That's ablaze. She wrote a beautiful poem about something else.
Your daughter's name?
Her name is Rainey Dawn Ortiz.
You write about her in your memoir, Crazy Brave. Isn't that true?
Probably, and my son, too. And then I have a stepdaughter. Well, I have several stepchildren. But yes, her and my son, Phil. I wrote a poem, Rainy Dawn. I wrote a poem. Towards the end, there was a poem in there for her.
And that was a difficult story to tell about your daughter and the journey, which we don't have time to get into. But that story is interesting in the book, Crazy Brave.
I think that's one of the best written parts in there, is that little section.
Yeah. Difficult time for you.